an informational podcast on best methods for adapting a better writing style, avoiding awkward joint possessives. Sometimes the best way to deal with conundrums of jointly owned possessions is to retreat and rewrite, especially when one of the owners is represented by a pronoun. When the owners are named, the rule is straightforward enough. Rule 1. When two nouns are used to indicate common ownership, the sign of possession is placed after the second noun. For example, this is a picture of John and Mary's house. This emphasizes more on the fact where two people own one house. Rule 2. When two nouns are used to show separate ownership, add the sign of possession to both nouns. John's and Mary's cars are in the garage. Two people, separate cars. These rules work with multiple owners, as long as they are all mentioned by name. Example 1. This is a picture of Sam and Jill and John and Mary's timeshare cottage. All four have joint ownership of the cottage. Example 2. Sam's, Jill's, John's, and Mary's boats are tied to the dock. Four separate owners of four separate boats. Once we try to replace a name with a pronoun possessive adjective, however, things start getting uncomfortable. Refresher. Possessive adjectives are pronoun forms that indicate possession. They do not stand for nouns, but stand in front of nouns, like adjectives. For example, my house slash our house, your house, his house, her house, its house slash their house. If we change this as a picture of John and Mary's house to this as a picture of John and her house, we invite ambiguity. Is it a picture of a house belonging to John and Mary, or a picture of John standing by some woman's house? The usual way an English speaker would get around the problem would be to say this is a picture of John's and her house. But this would break the rule that reserves the mark of possession for the last partner in the joint construction, although few speakers would fret about it. It's when pronouns replace both nouns in a joint possession that rewriting the sentence altogether is called for. The following examples were taken from the media. The Chancellor will talk about he and his wife's relationship. The body was found in her car at she and kids' home in Harrison. The first example is from TV. The use of he is completely out of the ballpark because he is a personal pronoun, not a possessive adjective. We don't say he wife or he relationship. The announcer could have avoided the problem by rephrasing the thought as the Chancellor will talk about his relationship with his wife, or the Chancellor will talk about his marriage. The second example is from a news item about a man named Kidd who was suspected of killing his wife. Kidd's wife had a different surname, a fact that apparently bothered the editor who changed the reporter's original copy from the woman's body was found in her car at their home in Harrison to the body was found in her car at she and Kidd's home in Harrison. As with the first example, a personal pronoun is being used in place of a possessive adjective. We can talk about her home, but not she home. Explaining joint possession can be tricky. Take time to rephrase. Podcast on best methods for adapting a better writing style. Avoiding awkward joint possessions. By the Ghostwriters Guild. To know more, visit us today. Ghostwriters Guild is a platform for writers and writing service seekers. A state-of-the-art platform with the best of the interfaces at the desired costs. Visit us at www.ghostwritersguild.com.